my savior, love. Your name is priceless. Your name means more than I could know. We are free to love like our God has loved. We are free to give like He gave.
Aaron Schust is with us this morning. Hey, Aaron.
Well, good morning. How you doing?
Doing well. How are you, sir?
Doing well.
Good.
Got a couple hours of sleep last night. I'm on tour hours, so
couple, huh?
Yeah,
literally,
yeah.
Like 2 hours of sleep.
Well, I got three.
Okay.
No kidding.
And that's about what I average.
Then why do we complain?
Right.
My goodness.
True. You were here with Aaron Schust last night. You
no,
said that.
No, he is Aaron.
I always
Schust.
Bring myself.
You were with Mark Schultz last night.
That
I'm
is
sorry.
Confusing. The Schultz-Schust. Yeah.
I thought you were Mark. I'm sorry.
It's the hair.
One of the things you do at these concerts, you get an opportunity to share with other people about Compassion International. We've
yes.
partnered with them several times, really are big believers in what they're doing. So you are a Compassion artist.
Yes, I've partnered with Compassion longer than anybody else. There was a time that I did some Bible translation work for unreached people groups.
Yeah.
And that was a fantastic opportunity as well. But I'm with Compassion. And I actually got a chance to go to a couple Compassion sites in Africa and also visit my own sponsored child in Bolivia a few
awesome.
Years ago, Marco.
Wow.
And what a privilege that was to have him sit on my knee and with a language barrier there. I was digging deep.
Yeah.
I haven't told this story in a while, but I was digging deep with my Spanish. And I wanted to let him know in that moment, I think this came from God. I just wanted him to know that I loved him and that I always would.
Yeah.
So my wife is Chicana. So she's, you know, half Mexican and half not. And so somewhere back in there, I knew how to say, I love you. And I was like, Marco, yo te amo. And I wanted to say always.
Uh-huh.
I'm digging deep with that. And I remember Coca-Cola back in the day used to have, like, remember the always Coca-Cola?
Uh-huh.
They used to have all the different languages for always on the can. And I'm like in my memory banks going through, turning the can around in my head going, that looks Spanish, siempre. I'm just going to say it. So like, Marco, yo te amo siempre. And he paused and I'm thinking, surely I messed this up. And he just looked back up to me and in Spanish, the translator helped me understand, said, you love me always?
Oh.
And just, I mean, he looked at the ground like he couldn't fathom it.
Wow.
And it broke my heart that he would have to stretch to believe that.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, who knows what his backstory is completely, but what an opportunity to love these children, not only with our gifts, but with our time. And it's a beautiful opportunity.
We have literally thousands of WCSG listeners who support kids through Compassion. We were just talking off the air. If you haven't written to your sponsored child, do that today.
Yeah.
Right? It's
yes.
so important. You've seen that firsthand.
Well, and here's my story on that. Yeah. I'm on the road right now with a guy, Samuel Orlando from the Dominican Republic, and he was a Compassion sponsored child. He's been, as the motto is, released from poverty in
yeah.
Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He lives in Tampa now, and he's on the road with us sharing his story every night. And when asked what his biggest memory is from being a Compassion child, he would say it was receiving the letters.
Mm.
They would take everyone into a big room, and they would hand out the letters, and everyone, they could not wait to get the letters from their
wow.
sponsor families.
So important. Well, Aaron, we do want to spend a little time hearing about your story, the story of your son, Nicky. I know you've been in and out of the hospital with both of your boys, and just hoping to hear a little bit more about your journey and how we can be praying.
Yeah,
and,
well, the past 3 years, it started
yeah.
2 years ago with Nicky coming down with this disease they couldn't quite figure out, and he spent a good 4 months more on than off at the Children's Hospital in Pittsburgh and got things under control, had quite a few close calls where we had to come to the place where we had to put my hands out in front of me as I'm displaying right now and say, God, he was yours from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
He's ours on loan for as long as you would have us be alive. And there were a couple times that I thought that God was going to take him home.
Mm.
And graciously, we still have him with us. And we decided to try again for another child. And Michael was born last January. And to our surprise, he has Down syndrome. And once we thought, you know, with Nicky, we couldn't take any more
yeah.
trips to the hospital. We realized, boy, we have a boy with Down syndrome. We don't really know anybody with Down syndrome. Telling you what we were thinking on day one, you know?
Right.
And just being like, wow, we don't really know how this works. our lives just changed forever. Mm-hmm. And he had a major heart defect, we found out on that first day, and he would need to have open heart surgery. His aorta is smashing his trachea, so it's really hard for him to breathe. One of the reasons why he's 16 months and only 12 pounds. He's tiny. Mm. The last thing was we found out that he was severely deaf in one ear and profoundly deaf in the other ear. And so we had multiple tests done over the past year that always came back flatlined in both ears. Flatline. Every time we go back in, hoping maybe his ear canals would expand as he grow, and that was never the case. It was definitely, they did like the internal test.
Yeah.
And so we were going in one last time a month ago to check what kind of cochlear implants we could give him, which would go like not in the outer ear, but you know, in the back of the head and into the inner ear.
Sure.
It was definitely a risk, because if it doesn't take and they have to remove them and they realize, ooh, that was not the problem, then you lose all hope of hearing, because it'll damage the inner ear. So get this. My wife feels the week before, she's like, I feel like I need to drive to this prayer meeting in New York City. It's a 7-hour drive away. And you can read about this in my blog. So she wants to go to this prayer meeting in New York. It's a 7-hour drive from Pittsburgh. And I remind her, babe, you fall asleep on the way to church in the mornings. I'm not sure that the 7-hour drive is something you should be taking. And I'm getting ready to leave for tour. But she feels strongly she needs to go. So she goes to this prayer meeting. I said, babe, if you make it to New York, please take Michael to the front for prayer. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
So on Friday night, she takes him to the front. A group of people gather around. They're praying for him. They're praying for his hearing specifically. And he starts to make some faces and some wincing noises, some signs of discomfort, which as a baby, if any parents know, that could mean any number of things. The next morning, Saturday morning, I'm at home with my big boys, my 6-year-old and my 4-year-old. And she calls me early in the morning, wakes me up, and she's crying. And I'm thinking, oh no. And she said, Aaron, I just called Michael's name in the hotel. And for the first time in 14 months, he turned his head and responded to my voice for the first time. And so she's just crying with hope. Mm. The next day is the big test in the hospital. We take him in. And you guys need to get on my blog. If you go to aaronshoes.com and click on blog, the last post I posted was a month ago. And it's a picture of the graph that came back from the test. And for the first time in 16 months, or 15 months at that point in time, it wasn't flat lines anymore. There are peaks and valleys like the Himalayas in both left and right ear. She calls me again crying, and she can only get one word out, and that word was perfect.
Oh.
She's like, clinically perfect hearing, full range of hearing.
Praise God.
And,
wow.
Absolutely. So God showed up. He stepped in. For whatever reason, he healed in that area of Michael's life. And it's just a testament to remind us, to bolster our faith, to let us know that God still heals. And it tells me that when he doesn't heal, there's a reason for it. Honestly, as I look at and now we have the surgery coming up tomorrow, actually, in Pittsburgh. And my wife has told me to stay on the road. I got this. But he has this surgery tomorrow, and they'll open him up to get the aorta and the trachea fixed. So you can pray for that. And, you know, God chooses to heal sometimes through some means, through miraculous means. And sometimes he chooses to heal through doctors.
Well, Aaron, thank you so much for sharing your story, for giving our listening family the opportunity to pray for your family, especially tomorrow.
And I was just noticing as we were off the air, I looked at your feet. I don't generally do that. That's not like my thing. I'm not weird like that, but you're wearing flip-flops. You said you're off to Colorado after
this.
Yeah,
and it's snowing in Colorado.
And you have flip-flops. So, John, I think the only natural thing is Aaron and I are going shoe shopping.
Aaron, I am so sorry.
No, let's see. What did I pack? I have like my stage boots that I wear, and I left those under the bus because I figured, you know what? I'm not going to wear these to the radio station. And I have my UGG slippers.
Okay.
So, if you'd like to stick with the flip-flops, we could always go get our toes done, too. I mean, either option.
And she's serious. Good luck with that. But
thank you.
Again, God's just going to continue to use you and your ministry. And I think a lot of it goes back to your story and just how he's continued to work.
You know what? And I'll say this quickly. What I feel God's teaching me is in the storm, in the what's going on, I could have easily written an album that was a very woe is me.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, pull me out of the doldrums of life.
Yeah.
And I just really feel like what God's teaching me is what Casting Crowns well said a couple of years ago. We're going to praise you in this storm.
Mm-hmm.
And so this new album that's coming out in July, it's called Morning Rises, which is the line from the song you just heard. Like the morning rises, God, your light is shining over us. It's an album full of praise, high praise. The songs that I wrote, co-wrote, borrowed from other people. I just wanted to put an album of praise together, and it's a privilege to play these songs.
Well, awesome. Thank you again for joining us this morning, and we'll definitely be praying for you guys with your son's surgery, and we'll encourage our listeners to do the same. So.
Thank you so much.
Dial us up anytime at WCSG.org.